back. And you know, I'm not exactly sure what the turning point was, you know, but I feel like after we got that first one, you know, everyone had an extra jump in their step.
I haven't talked to many goaltenders who said they enjoy the shootout. How about the forwards?
I enjoy it when we win, but you know, they're exciting. You could tell the fans were really into it tonight, and you know, it was an exciting shootout. I mean, it went pretty far, a lot of shooters and quite a few goals. So, I mean, the fans seem to love it, and you know, it definitely feels good when you win those.
Brian, a win's a win, but the way you guys came back in the third against a team like this, does that do anything for this team going forward?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good win against a good team, and hopefully that gives us some confidence. I think that's kind of a thing we've been lacking lately is, you know, that confidence in our game, and especially against good teams like this. I mean, we got to believe we can beat teams like this on a nightly basis, and it was a great game for us to come back and win.
I know you guys probably think there's stuff to improve, but overall, was it a better 60-minute effort overall?
Yeah, I mean, there's some things that didn't exactly go our way. I mean, a couple mistakes, and the puck was in our net, but, you know, overall, I thought we showed, you know, a lot of character coming back like that, and, you know, to show, you know, that we can beat a team like that down 3-1 is, you know, shows a lot about their commitment to winning.
Both teams don't want to see the thing that happened to Truba go on. What's it like to refocus after that and sort of get back into the game?
It's definitely hard, especially, you know, when it's your teammate, you're watching there getting carried off, and you just hope that they're, you know, it's precautionary and that he's going to be all right. And, you know, there's not much you can do until wait till after the game to hear how he's doing. But, you know, it's tough because, you know, he's down there for a long time. And, you know, to refocus and try and get back in the game is pretty hard.
What's the key this weekend now going into Sunday after this one?
Try and keep it rolling. I mean, you know, it was a big win for us. And you know, we got to find that consistency and start getting wins together here.
What did the coach have to say to you at that timeout late in the third period?
You know, I think it was more just to get you know, everyone calmed down and get us refocused, and you know, is kind of looking at a few things in case we had to pull our goalie. But you know, other than that, it was just to get a breather and refocus.
And put you back with your two familiar line mates.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not too sure what the lines are going to be next game, but you know, he was juggling them a bit tonight and it paid off.
Now your defense as well, two guys going down like that, down to four guys. Was there a point where, you know, maybe they showed a little bit of fatigue, or how did they come through?
I thought they did a really good job. I mean, you know, the couple guys that were still in the game are used to playing big minutes, so they handled it pretty well. But you know, overall, you know, with 4D and that big of a game, I thought they did a great job. Yeah, I mean, it seems like, you know, we've been chasing the puck a lot lately, especially our line. But, you know, that's why you stay patient for, you know, chances like that when it does get on your stick. And, you know, we took advantage of it.
Describe the emotion when Toby puts that shot in late in the game.
You know, it was huge. I mean, it was, you know, it lifted our whole team. And even in the overtime, I think guys were still, you know, pretty pumped up. And, you know, got the crowd into it too. So it was, you know, it was pretty exciting.
Closer was that to the attitude that Evander was talking about before the game that you guys needed? How close was that to it?
Pretty good. I don't know if we played with that attitude, you know, the whole game, but, you know, when we needed it in the third especially, I thought we had that kind of attitude and confidence that, you know, we believed we could come back.
Did you think at any point tonight, knowing they played last night, that if you just gave them the right push maybe later in the game, they would start to buckle? Was that on the back of your mind tonight?
A bit, you know, we said before the third, you know, just to stay patient, you know, and we'll get our chances. You know, that's kind of when teams are most vulnerable after a back-to-back is that late in the third. And, you know, especially taking them to overtime, you know, they might make a mistake or something. So it's definitely, you definitely have to take advantage of when teams play the back-to-backs.
Thanks, Brian. What sparked the comeback?
I don't know. I mean, I think when we got that 3-2 goal, it kind of got the whole building and got our whole team pretty pretty motivated. And you could tell the energy on the bench was way up after we got that, and we kind of believed that we could come back and tie it up.